This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. The convention facilities in Las Vegas are nothing to sneeze at, but this number is still impressive. At the International Consumer Electronics Show this week, 2 million square feet of exhibit space is being used, and that means a lot of gizmos, big, small, airborne, worn. The good news is we have boots on the ground to help us sift through it all. Our friend and editor-in-chief of reviews at CNET, Lindsay Turrentine. How are you, Lindsay?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. So where are you standing right now?
I'm standing just inside South Hall at the Las Vegas Convention Center.
Talk to me about 2014 CES is the year of what? Of sensors?
It's the year of sensors, which sounds so nerdy, but it's actually really interesting because it's allowing the world around us to start to talk to all of our regular displays like phones and computers.
Okay, what kind of sensors are we talking?
This sensor's for everything. There's a kind of a weird product called Mother.
I saw this. It sort of looks like Russian nesting dolls or something, right?
It does, but what it acts as is a hub to bring in signals from these little, they call them cookies, but they're little sensors that you can put, say, on a water glass so that you can track how much water you're drinking, or you can put in your child's backpack to see when they walk in the door, and you can basically put them all over your house to sense different things. It's kind of a do-your-own sensor kit.
What else?
So one thing that we saw here at the show that is absolutely crazy is these contact lenses that sense a projection off of a pair of glasses that you're wearing. And the glasses project light onto the lenses themselves. So the light actually hovers on your eyeball.
This seems like such a leap forward, and it's happened pretty quick.
I feel like we're in a middle place between knowing what we want and knowing what we can do.
Okay.
All of these sensors in our environment, both, we have to figure out what we want to know about, and we have to figure out where we're going to see that. Are we going to see it on our eyeballs? Are we going to see it on our wrist? Some of these new products will take off if they fill a really specific need that people can identify with. So Corning has a crock pot with a sensor and an app. That might be overkill, but the way these companies are thinking about it is like early days, we're just going to throw all this stuff at the wall and see what sticks.
Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief of reviews at CNET. Lindsay, stay warm in Vegas. I'm jealous.
I will. Thank you very much.